You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by married country music duo Scott and Maggie Little. They are known as Cottonwood Creek. Good to see both of
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Good to see you too.
Rapidly becoming popular all throughout California, especially Northern and Central California. Were you raised regionally?
I was.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
I was.
Well.
I'm originally from Mariposa, California, right down the range a little bit.
And Maggie?
I grew up in Los Banos.
Flatlander.
I'm a flatlander.
That's Central California, pretty regional.
Yeah.
Your early musical influences, we'll begin with you, Maggie.
Oh my gosh, Shania Twain. That was like the first thing I think I ever heard, like country music wise, and I just loved her, and she was just so like, boom, go girl, go. That's what fueled my fire at the beginning.
And Scott?
I grew up listening to everything growing up, classic rock to country music, like George Strait, Alan Jackson, the classic rock, Aerosmith, AC/DC, all that. The alternative rock was what I played growing up through middle school and high school. And then after college, I was kind of like, you know what? I want to go into country music.
And both of you do it all. You're singers, you're songwriters, and musicians. When people see that you perform, it is just the two of you. That's the entire group, Cottonwood Creek.
Yep.
That's it.
Was that intentional from the start?
Yep.
Yep. We kind of just wanted to keep it simple. And since we're together, we were dating, now married, we just figured that we could just get up and go whenever we wanted, not to worry about coordinating with an entire band. And
we know where the other one will be.
So do you foresee that dynamic changing at all?
Eventually, I can see it changing a little bit.
Not too much, just because what we do now is how people want to see us. Like, I mean, we'll probably
have... We don't want to lose the magic.
Yeah.
So how does this work? Both of you exchange lead vocals depending what song you're singing. What mm-hmm. instruments do both of you play?
Well, when I play, I do acoustic guitar, and then my left foot plays a kick drum. My right foot plays a tambourine, and I play harmonica and do some singing duties. And Maggie?
I play banjo, and I have a snare drum and a tambourine, and so I play those at the same time. So between Scott and I think we have like almost a full drum kit.
Yeah, like 6-7 instruments. I play sometimes 5 things at once.
The two of you have a debut CD. It was released earlier this year. Where was that recorded?
Asheville.
Nashville, Tennessee, right there in Berry Hill, where all the studios are. We had some of the best people working on it. We decided not to skimp on it. I mean, our music is everything to us, so we might as well give it what it deserves. And
are these all original songs on the CD?
All original on the record. All original, previously unreleased songs. Some we wrote, some we co-wrote with some other songwriters at Nashville and some friends. And, I mean, we have a Grammy Award-winning fiddle player playing on there. We have Jamie Johnson as one of the songwriting credits on one of the songs. I mean... We
went all out.
Yeah.
You've even performed with some notable names.
Oh, yeah.
We,
what, recently?
Recently, Jake Owen, Joe Nichols, Lauren Elena,
Love and Theft,
Mo Pitney, Billy Dean, Mark Chestnut, most of all. We played Mark twice, and a lot of his guys wrote a lot of the songs on the album with us.
Do you have national ambitions?
We do. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to just play all over the U.S. and just tour and meet people, make fans, and just have fun playing music and have everyone else have fun with us.
Does that mean you'll be living this area soon?
We're not
it's
moving
hard.
Yet.
Yeah.
We want to wait till we get some kind of record label
record
involved.
Publishing, something like, just to help us out, because we're independent, so it's a lot harder when you're doing it on your own versus someone who's like, oh, don't worry, I got this for you. So
yeah, so we do what we can. We tour where we can on our own, and it still takes us lots of places. We play all over, but we'd like to be able to do it full time and like play.
I hear nothing but great things about the two of you. Everybody Aww. Who sees the two of you perform live really loves and enjoys you, and I think that's why you have gained a lot of popularity in this area.
Aww.
You're going to be performing along with a few other groups this Saturday at a fundraiser for the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 391. It is called Lazy Days Unleashed. It is at the Lazy Z Resort in Twain Hearts this Saturday from 3 o'clock through 10 o'clock in the evening. It's an entire day and evening filled with music, drinks, food, drawings, all in a beautiful location. Advanced tickets are still available at LazyDaysUnleashed.com. Days is with a Z, so it's LazyDaysUnleashed.com. We will see you this Saturday at Lazy Days Unleashed at the Lazy Z Resort in Twain Hart. Anything else before I let the two of you go?
Thanks for having us.
We're always glad to come up to the Motherlode.
Scott and Maggie Little, they are Cottonwood Creek. Good to see both of you.
Thank you, man.